الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وذروا ما بقي من الربا إن كنتم مؤمنين، فإن لم تفعلوا فأذنوا بحرب من الله ورسوله. وقال تبارك وتعالى: واتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه إلى الله ثم توفى كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Great many Jummas we spoke about what we call the fitna of Dajjal, the trials of Dajjal, the imtihans of Dajjal. Inshallah, my irada today is to complete the series. So previously I desire to speak about the last or the greatest perhaps fitna which Dajjal will spread out, which Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala made ishara towards in the Quran. From amongst the very last ayat of the Quran that were revealed, it was the ayat regarding riba. Although the law of riba business was a very big masala, and it had been mentioned before already, and Sahaba radiallahu anhum had been told to abstain, but right at the ending again, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala brought again the laws of riba, the commands of riba. الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ الرِّبَا لَا يَقُومُونَ إِلَّا كَمَا يَقُومُ الَّذِي يَتَخَبَّتُهُ الشَّيْطَانُ مِنَ الْمَسْ. That those people who love with interest, who devour interest, who enjoy interest, on the day when mankind will stand in front of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that man will stand up like a drunk man. A man who is drunk, everyone laughs at him, mocks at him. He doesn't know whether he's coming, whether he's going. Like a man who has been knocked with the jinn. And every person will understand this was a man in this world who loved a lot of honor and izzah because of the money in his pocket. But that money was all haram, filth. So on that day, reality will be shown. كما يقوم الذي يتخبطه الشيطان من المس ذلك بأنهم قالوا إنما البيع مثل الربا. Allah تبارك وتعالى says because mankind, and as Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, a time will come when interest will go into every part of business. That if man protects himself from the real interest, the smoke of interest is still going to hit. In this final era, we find that we are living in such an era. No matter how much effort is made to try and bring business under Islamic usuls and principles, everywhere the ulama will agree at the ending that there is going to be some smoke of interest which we cannot avoid. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala warns that a time should not come that because you see interest everywhere, that man just acts as though it doesn't make a difference. A person walks around and says, what can you do? It's everywhere. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says that you have to make an effort. Man will have to make an effort to walk on this road, although it's very, very difficult. But just to sit back and say business and interest is the same thing, what's the difference? An Ali might explain a masala that if you do it this way, it will be okay. And if you do it this way, it will be interest. Man looks at the thing and says the same thing comes out. He's just going around the bend and coming back to the same. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says a very big difference. وَأَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْءُ وَحَرَّمَ الرِّبَى. That one Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is happy with if you take the journey around. And you come to that same conclusion. And one Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is unhappy about. أَحَلَّ الْبَيْءُ وَحَرَّمَ الرِّبَى. So in this final era, every person has to make an effort that whatever business I do, no matter how difficult it is, to always try and see how much I can avoid this interest. And thereafter, when that smoke of interest will hit us, then we live our life with tawbah and istighfar. But that effort has to be made to just sit back and act as though it doesn't matter. That is waging war against Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْءُ وَحَرَّمَ الرِّبَىٰ. There's a world of difference between the two. Men should think about it. To become rich in this world is very, very easy. Every day new and new gimmicks come out. 5 rand and you can get a 1,000,000 rand. Put in so much money, you can get so much money. To become rich is very easy. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala placed us in this world as an imtihan to see how we can earn a halal income. We have not been sent to become rich in this world. We have been sent to see how we can please our Creator. How to earn a halal income. So this is that final imtihan which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has made by means of Dajjal. That interest will go everywhere. Man will have to tread this path of business in such a manner that as far as possible avoid falling into it. يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, I guarantee no matter how nice it looks on the outside, the end result of interest will be zero. Everything will come to an end. Not in the year after it will come to an end. We have seen in this world, millions were left, but because there was interest, it went to the next generation and it caused that whole generation to break up. Everyone fought for that money. And while fighting for that money, all that money went away. Families were broken, lives were taken, and that money went to zero. And when that man stands up on the day of Qiyamah, it's not going to help him one bit extra. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullah. O people of Iman, fear your Creator. وَذَرُوا مَا بَقِيَ مِنَ الرِّبَىٰ إِن كُنْتُمْ أُمِنِينَ. If you'll claim to be the friends of Allah, a believer, then abstain from this filth of interest. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. And if man is not ready to do it, then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, listen well, that your Creator and the Messenger of your Creator are announcing war against you. فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. There's nothing small. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to wage war against a person. فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. So this is that final imtihan of Dajjal which I wanted to mention. I will not go into detail. Every person understands what is interest. And every business deal that we have to do, you have to ask an alim. Is it allowed? Is it not allowed? If it's not allowed, which way can I do to make it allowed? Perhaps in the ending it might look the same to you, but there's a world of difference between the two. أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْءُ وَحَرَّمَ الرِّبَىٰ. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is happy with one, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is unhappy with the other. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq. In this entire series of the Dajjal that we mentioned, the main aspect that I wanted to mention always, which I mentioned previously and I will now make revision of it, is that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has laid out this imtihanat to see that person who is fit to be entered into Jannah, and that person whose road will be towards Jahannam. To fight against this fitna, fitna means an imtihan. To pass this imtihan, a person will have to make a couple of efforts. And many of these efforts Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has outlined in Surah Kahf. The first effort which we mentioned was where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala mentioned the waqiyat of Khizr alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. And Musa alayhi salam, whenever he saw something and he objected, later on, when Khizr alayhi salam explained to him, Musa alayhi salam understood the reality was something else. So that first effort we have to make is to understand what our eyes will see at this present moment. The reality is something else. What we see with our eyes, we'll have to learn to deny it. What our heart tells us, we'll have to learn to accept it. What Quran and Shariat speaks, we'll have to learn to listen. يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَىٰ. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, riba will come zero. وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. And man who spends money, that money will increase. The eye will see that when you give money, the money is going. And when you go to the bank and you see 2,000, 3,000, 10,000 interest, then man just wants to take it. So the eye will show a lot of wealth in interest and no wealth in sadaqat. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, but it's the opposite. So reality is something else, not what the eye can see. We'll have to learn to understand that. And an effort has to be made to learn to deny what the eye has to see. The second thing which Surah Kahf outlines is that everything that we do in this world attributed towards Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This is a world of sabab and asbab, cause and effect. Whenever we do something, we see a result. After a while, man starts thinking, because of this thing, the result comes out. And we forget that behind the sabab, behind the cause, there is someone called Musabbib, the creator of the cause. In many places of Surah Kahf, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala warns or mentions or explains that whatever kamal man sees, whatever perfection man sees, whatever man wants to do, then do not put it that your efforts will create a result. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is told, وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا إِن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. Do not even say, I will do something tomorrow, except that you say, if my Allah allows me to do. Two people of the garden, it's mentioned in Surah Kahf, in the one man with a lot of wealth, a beautiful garden, and he says, this is all because of my efforts. And his friend tells him that وَلَوْلَا إِذْ دَخَلْتَ جَنَّتَكَ قُلْتَ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ. That when you enter your paradise, when you enter your garden, when you enter your mansion, when you enter your work, and when you see that money just flowing in, then why can't you say, this is because of what my Allah has desired? Attribute everything to Allah. Zulqarnain, rahimullah, he builds that marvelous wall, a wall which will not be able to be broken. And finally, when he sees that wall and the magnificence of the wall, then he says, هَذَا رَحْمَةٌ مِّن رَبِّي. This is the mercy of my Creator. Without Allah's power, I would never have managed to do it. So to learn to attribute everything to Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. The first thing is to deny what the eye can see. The second thing, to attribute everything towards Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. The third thing, which we mentioned a couple of weeks ago, is the quality of ihsan. To understand that everything that we do, every action of ours is being watched by Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Whether we are doing evil, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is seeing. Whether we are doing good, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is seeing. The quality of ihsan. And the final thing which we will have to learn to develop, which most likely will make the imtihan the easiest, which I will mention today, is to learn how to acquire the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. If this love can be acquired, Layla and Majnoon is a famous qissa. And it was reality also, it was a waqiyah that really took place. But the awliya of the ummah would always mention this waqiyah to teach what is love and what love can do. So Majnoon, Qais his name was, he went mad in the love of this girl, he became Majnoon. Majnoon means pagal. And he wasn't angry when people would call him Majnoon, he would be happy. Because it was a thing of happiness for him, a thing of pride, that in the love of this girl I have gone mad. Whereas normally you'll call a person a madman, you get angry. This man would get happy if people would call him Majnoon. So that's one, to be happy, to be mad in the love of Allah. So Majnoon, he decided to build a canal. And in that canal, he wanted it to pass by the house of Layla. And after building it, he said that he will bring milk, a supply of milk which will never run out. And he will start pumping it into this canal. And the steer will flow past the house of Layla. So every day when she opens her door, she will not have to look for someone to get her milk. The milk will be right there by her door. She will just have to take it and take it out. So a couple of friends, when he started digging, now where he started digging, where the house of Layla was. So they came and found him, and with that perspiration coming down, they asked him that you are making such an effort. By the time you manage to build the thing to Layla's house, perhaps that time you will not be alive. And even if you manage to dig so much, where are you going to get so much milk? Where will the milk come? Why don't you think of the future? So he answered to them, and this is the answer man has to give when we are faced with any imtihan. He asked them, does Layla know of the difficulties that I am going through at the moment? Does Layla know about it? So they said, everyone is talking, most likely she also got the news. He said, that is sufficient for me. That if my Layla knows that I am going through difficulty, that's what I want. I am not worried whether the milk will ever reach her house. Just so that she can think every day that my Majnoon is going through difficulties because of me. This is love. Whatever imtihan comes in front of a person, this is not Jannah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala calls something imtihan, test. But when man says, does my Allah know I am suffering at this moment? And he is told, your Allah knows about us. Then I am happy about it. Whether I am on this side of the road or on that side of the road, وَلَسْتُ أُبَالِي حِينَ أُقْتَلُ مُسْلِمًا فِي أَيِّ جَنْبٍ كَانَ لِلَّهِ مَصْرَعِي. That if I die in the love of Allah, it doesn't make any difference whether I die on this side or I die on that side. My Allah knows about it. So when love is created, everything becomes easy. To sacrifice a million, to sacrifice a billion, because someone may tell you this is haram wealth, and man thinks so much of wealth, and immediately he thinks, does my Allah know I'm leaving it us? Your Allah is aware of it. Millions can be sacrificed, billions can be sacrificed. My Allah has seen us. Sufficient. Love. So if this love can be created for Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, we will see that everything will become easy. Every law of Shariat will be a joy for us, will not be a burden. Every time when we are told, this is also haram, this is also haram, this is also haram, this is also haram, we will not think how many things are haram. Everything is haram. We will think more and more ways to make my Creator happy. Every difficulty that comes in our house, every sickness that comes in our house, every problem that comes in our house, we will not look at it, why is it coming? We will look at it another avenue to please my Creator. If this love can be created, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala from His side has given the hand of love. It is because we are not putting our hand front, that's why that love connection is not being made. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has extended His hand of love so many ways and so many different times. Next week on the night of Jummah, Thursday night, will be the 15th of Sha'ban. And normally the 15th of Sha'ban is known as a night of istighfar and tawbah. But what it is really is that really that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is saying, oh my banda, every night I am asking that I am your friend, you become my friend. Every night in the last portion of the night, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala starts that announcement, where is my servant? Where is my friend? Who wants to come to me? On the night of Sha'ban, from Maghrib time, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, where is my banda? Where is my servant? What do you want? Who wants to come? The night of Sha'ban is the night where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala wants us to understand that He wants to be our friend. And for us to put our hand. Hazrat Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained in one very beautiful hadith on the chapter of Tawbah. And what is Tawbah? Where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, I want you to come to me. So He explained to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. First He was explaining the height of happiness, to show how much of love Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has made with us. He explained to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum about a man on a camel in a desert, fi ardin falat, open. Man can see nothing in front of him. The journey is very far. And for the man of the desert, the camel was his life. Whereas for a man of this world nowadays, perhaps it will be his cell phone, it will be his car. But a man of the desert, it was the camel. If the camel is gone, man is gone. As long as the camel is there, it will be his protection. It will be his conveyance. It will be his food. It will be its water. The camel is going to carry everything for him. That camel is his only support, life support. أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala spoke, and asal muqatab of Quran was first the Arabs. That when you're in that desert, look at what you are riding. Who created it? How it was created? Why it was created? That camel has been created in such a manner that it's able to sense a storm coming before the storm comes. So when it senses that that storm is coming, and the storm of a desert comes with very grace, with a very fierce impact, if it has to hit a man before his eyes, his hands can reach his eyes, he will be blinded. That camel sits down immediately before that storm even comes. The man immediately looks on both sides to see where the sand is. From very far away, he will see the sand coming. Now where is man going to run for protection at that time? That animal which was his conveyance 1 minute ago now becomes a wall. That camel sits, and the body of that camel is his wall. So all he has to do is take his head, his whole body, and go on the other side of the camel against the storm. And he will just put his whole body into the body of the camel. And when that storm comes, it will hit the camel, but the man will be safe. While that storm is carrying on, the fear of even lifting his face to see where is the sand, has the sand come to a stop? Has the storm stopped? That fear will prevent that man from even moving. And if man has to be so stupid and move, and if one grain has to hit his eye, it will blind him. So man will not even move. That camel will be the one who will make the first move. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has blessed the camel with 2 eyelids. So when the storm will come, the 1 eyelid will close, which will protect its eye. But the other eyelid will stay open, and it will carry on looking in the storm. And when that camel sees that there is now no sign left of the storm, that's the only time the camel will stand. And man will then understand that that storm has come to an end. So he will stand. That camel is his only protection. If he has to try and walk in the heat of the desert, he will not manage. But that camel is high, so he will not even feel that heat reaching him. That camel will carry his water, it will carry his food. But a camel is such, as long as you have it in your reins, it will be with you. And if man becomes negligent for even a second, that camel is gone. That's why Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, look after your Quran. Because if you become negligent of Quran for even a second, like how a camel runs away from its master, the Quran runs away from its leader. So that man, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, is in a desert. The camel has his food, the camel has his water. And suddenly he turns around, looking for a place to tie the camel, and the camel is gone. He sees it in the distance, but he knows he can never manage to catch a camel. So finally he resigns himself to the shade of the tree. And he knows that the only thing to wait for is death. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to the Sahaba radiallahu an example which they would see many times in their life. Or they would hear about it. A man went, the camel got lost, the man is dead. But when a man waits for death, it's a very, very severe death. First you will have to wait for the thirst. Then you will start having dreams, imaginations. You will start seeing mirages. Death doesn't come fast in a desert. It takes its time. And now man will start feeling the thirst here. And his soul, slowly, slowly, it's coming out. It might take 10 hours. It might take 20 hours. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, while that man is lying down and he knows that the only thing to wait for is death, suddenly he opens his eyes and he sees a camel in front. So the first thing he worries, is this real or am I dreaming? Or am I in Jannah? And he grabs hold of that camel's reins. And after grabbing hold, he moves, cleans his eyes. He puts water over himself to see, am I sleeping? Is it real? Is it real? And how thrilled he is about it. The height of happiness. Where a person on that life support, and the doctor is just going to put it off. Your child is on life support. And he says, there's no more hope now. And just before putting it off, suddenly they see that movement of the heart. And they say, wait, something's happening. And how happy that parents become. Now that man has found his life again with that camel. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in extreme happiness, his mind has been affected already. And he is so happy, he wants to say, oh Allah, I am your servant. But because he is so happy and he's so confused and he's in a different world, the words come out upside down. And he says, oh Allah, you are my servant, I am your creator. Meaning he's so happy, he doesn't even know how to express himself. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Sahaba radiallahu anhu, can you imagine happiness greater than this happiness? This is the height of happiness. Thereafter, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that what is the love Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has for us? He said, wallahi, Allah's qasam. Lallahu, without any doubt, verily Allah, afrahu bi tawbati abdihi, becomes more happier when his servant comes back to him than that man when he grabs the reins of that camel. Now why is it? That man, he saw his life in the camel, that's why he got so happy. But when man turns to Allah, Allah doesn't get anything out of it. It is only love. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala loves every believer. Hazrat Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once sitting. He began smiling. Hazrat Umar radiallahu an asked that, O Allah's messenger, what has made you smile today? In the book of Mustadrak ala sahihin of Hakim, this riwayat is mentioned. So Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the thought of two people who will kneel in front of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah has made me smile. The thought of two people who will kneel in front of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah has made me smile. The one man will say, and this is also applicable for next week, the 15th of Sha'ban, which perhaps you will hear a bayan before it or not. On that night, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala makes open maghfirat. Everyone is forgiven. But there are a couple of people on that night also, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will not forgive them. He will not become their friend. Amongst those people, one group of those people are those who have enmity in their heart for their fellow Muslim brother or sister. That man, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, will just keep his distance. That as long as you all don't sort out your problems, then don't come to me. The reason is because Allah tabarak wa ta'ala loves every believer. If you are fighting with your sister, perhaps it's her fault. But you must remember in the end of the day, that sister of yours is the banda of Allah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala loves her as much as he loves you. That's why on that night of 15th of Sha'ban, he says, whatever the problem is. Example, a father has two sons. The one son is such that he's always irritating the other brother. So the brother complains to the father and he says, your son is like this and he's like this here. But the father says, but he is my son, isn't it? That for me, just overlook him. In the end of the day, he's my son. On the 15th of Sha'ban, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is saying this. That whoever you are fighting with, whether it's your son-in-law, whether it's your daughter-in-law, whether it's your sister, whether it's your brother, whether it's your father, whether it's your mother, mother-in-law, father-in-law, whether it's your friend, in the end of the day, it's the servant of Allah. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, as he has so much love for you, he has love for that person also. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, if you don't make up with him today, then both of you all just stay away one side. You'll sort out your problems and then come to me. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, on the day of Qiyamah, two people will kneel in front of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. One person will say, Ya Rabbi, O my Creator, خُذْ مِنْ أَخِي مِنْ مَظْلَمَتِي. That this brother of mine in this world has done this to me, has done that to me, has done this to me, has done that to me. And he doesn't want to pay me back today. Oh Allah, you take back. He owes me. I want my money. I want my neki. I want something. So in the beginning of the riwayat in other kitabs, it's mentioned that first that man will be told, okay, to give him, give him, give him. And his good deeds will be taken and given to that person. But the man will complain, Allah Pak, he has done this to me, he has done that to me, he has still not paid. So thereafter Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will say to the man, why don't you pay your brother? He will say, I got nothing left. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will speak to the talib, then the man asking, that what are you going to do now when your brother got zero? He's bankrupt. So this man will say, oh Allah, if he got nothing to give me, then the sins that are on my head, take it and put it on him. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started crying. He said, that will be a very azim day when man will be ready, will be prepared to see his evil taken and put on his brother's head and that man thrown into Jahannam, just so that I can come out. That will be a very severe day. Thereafter Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will say to the talib, the man desiring more, he will say, irfa' basarak, lift up your head. And look into Jannah, what can you see? That man will look and his eyesight will be increased. And he will say, oh Allah, I see mada'in, cities, wa qusur, and palaces of gold. Mukallala bil lu'lu'u. And they are studded with emeralds and pearls. I see mansions and palaces and cities. And then he say, oh Allah, for who is this? Li'ayyi nabiyyin hadha? Oh, li'ayyi siddiqin hadha? Oh, li'ayyi shaheedin hadha? That for which nabi is this? For which siddiq is this? For which martyr is this? So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala say, this is for that man who can afford its price. The man will say, oh Allah, can anyone ever manage to afford such? Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will say, oh my servant, you have by you such that you can buy this entire thing. The man will say, with what, oh Allah? He will say, all you have to do is forgive your brother. Bi'afwika akhi kabas. There on that day, man will jump up and say, Allah, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready. You'll forget all that harm that they did to you. Everything maaf, everything maaf, everything maaf. Why? Because you will see something in front of you. And then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will say, grab hold of the hand of your brother and take him with you into Jannah. Thereafter, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned to Sahaba radiallahu anhu and he said, oh my Sahaba, ittaqullah, fear Allah. Wa aslihu dhata baynikum. And in this world, sort out your problems. Because in Jannah, when man will forgive his brother, he will get the Jannah. In this world, when you will forgive your brother, what you will get? You will get the creator of all the Jannah. Why wait for that day? And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the beautiful part of that hadith. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُصْلِحُ بَيْنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Because Allah tabarak wa ta'ala himself creates such avenues and such ways that the Muslims will stop fighting and they will unite. Meaning Allah Pak loves the believer so much, he does not want to see one believer fighting one another. Your creator does not like it. Allah loves every believer so much. This is love of Allah. So Allah Pak has put out a hand of love for us also, for our fellow Muslim brothers and sisters also. Allah Pak loves us. And on this night of the 15th of Shaban and every night and every day, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, my hand of love is out for you. All I need for you today is put out your hand of love. Make that connection. And when that connection is made, then no fitna, no matter how great that fitna is, no imtihan, no matter how great the imtihan is, will be too difficult. It will not be that life is difficult, other people are enjoying themselves. That man who knows that I can please my creator today, he's in the greatest of enjoyments. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. For that man who fears standing in front of his creator, that man who has the love of his creator, for him there is two jannas. Allama Alusi rahimullah mentioned different tafaseer of this. And one of those which he liked was, وَجَنَّةٌ فِي الْعُقْبَى. That there will be a Jannah which will come later on, which is Jannah. And there will be a Jannah in this world, بِحُضُورِ الْمَوْلَى. That there will be a Jannah in this world where Allah will be yours. So this love of Allah, if we can learn to foster this love of Allah, bring it in our heart, then wallah, every difficulty will become easy. Every imtihan will become enjoyable. And living in this world will be the best. Every day I can please my Creator. Every second I can please my Creator. I can die for my Creator. I can love for my Creator. Inna salati wa nusuki, my salah, my hajj, my ibadah, wa mahyaya wa mamati, my living and my dying, lillahi rabbil alam. Everything for man. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bless us all with this love. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala protect us from every imtihan and fitna of Dajjal. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala keep us with iman. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala take us with iman. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.